Face patch on the market blocks pain for up to 8 hours.
So it gives me 8 hours of pain relief and stays dry?
That's right. It's patent-pending technology, so it really is one of a kind.
It says here it's odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light.
The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Remembering by DAV, Disabled American Veterans.
91-year-old Bob Despain survived when his ship, the USS Hull, a destroyer, was attacked and sunk in the South Pacific during World War II.
I didn't jump off the ship because I was laying down in the gutter on the back end of the ship, and the ship was going down stern first. I just laid there and I just swam away.
DAV helps more than a million veterans in life-changing ways every year. Get help or support more victories for veterans at DAV.org.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend, Jeff Hopper, from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you've got ants, bats, mice, mosquitoes, moles, voles, termites, brown recluse spiders, bees, or wasps, anything that's around your home, Hopper's can take care of it for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Started meat and soda crackers.
That's good eating. Don't knock it if you never tried it. It's good food.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the company that's behind the charitable arm, Window World Cares, which just raised about $213,000 for St. Jude Children's Hospital. There you go, Window World. We're going to talk about them. Talk about the windows. Talk about how to get in touch with them and all that stuff. But before we do that, you know what's coming. That's right. Round of introductions.
Hey!
We'll start with the control board, because it's kind of the heart. You know, if it were an organ,
if it were an organ,
it would be the brain and the heart. It would do double duty. It is the hub. The hub master is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus.
Yes, they are.
Which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
Yes, they
and
are.
If you are not completely satisfied with your current financial advice, it may be smart to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. It was a pleasure having a listen here. She's really grown up to be something special.
Yeah.
And you're not her father.
Probably not. That was a surprise that she showed up.
How's it? You mean at birth?
Oh, yeah. When you didn't, because you weren't having sex with her.
No, I was. I was.
Well, I don't get it. It was a surprise when she came along. I hadn't had sex with my wife for 2 years. Oh, wait a second.
Baby show up.
Wait a minute. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Kathy Dingewalt is 68 years old today and very AM in the
PM. What was
PM.
The last name again?
Dingewalt.
Who is she?
Dingewalt.
Who is she?
Just somebody that called in and said that
their
birthday is having.
We don't do that.
Very much AM in the PM.
We don't do that.
Okay.
So edit it out. Just to teach your lesson.
Oh, okay.
Edit it out.
All right. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I asked Grad Boy a while ago, I said, what are you going to do for Memorial Day weekend? You know, this is a huge barbecuing weekend. And he said, we're gonna barbecue. I said, well, what are you gonna barbecue?
Cheese.
Barbecued cheese.
Oh.
Actually sounds like it could be good. I mean, have you ever had a fried cheese, a grilled cheese, it's kind of got a little burned.
It would fall right through the...
Yeah, that's right.
You got the grill cracks, though.
Yeah, it will. You know how to resolve that problem? You take
aluminum foil
over the grill and push holes in it. Do that and put your slice of cheese on it. Then grill yourself some cheese.
I love those little burnt pieces of cheese.
You would. You like burnt popcorn.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's weird. That's flat out weird. It's wrong. It's just wrong. Bruce, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bruce Limpert, everybody, the All-Boy Orchestra. Yes.
Larry Connors likes burnt popcorn also.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, Dad. Sometimes, to be nice, people tell you, oh, yeah, I like that too, just so you won't look like such a weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
Because I asked Larry, I said, Larry, do you really like burnt popcorn? He said, of course I don't like it. I just don't want Dan.
Of course I don't like it. I got to go check on somebody's roof. Hold on. I got to get out of here.
I got to leave and drive by somebody's house.
He said that so he won't feel like the Lone Ranger. Remember that slogan?
I don't feel like the Lone Ranger.
No, I've never heard that.
I miss those things. People used to, somebody would say, well, I'm sure tired of, I haven't had a raise in 3 years. And the other person would go, well, don't feel like the Lone Ranger, meaning me too. You ever heard that?
No, what is that?
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You're not the only one. You're not alone. Oh, my goodness, you don't even
lone,
get it?
Oh.
The Lone Ranger was out there alone.
I haven't had a raise in 3 years.
No, he didn't. Well, he had Silver and Tonto. He wasn't alone at all.
Fine, break it down.
It doesn't make any sense.
Overanalyze it. it really doesn't. He wasn't the Lone Ranger.
I know, he wasn't.
But he sort of was because he was the Lone Ranger, not in nobody else.
There were no other Rangers around. But he was not alone.
No, it wasn't, but it's not the word alone. It's the Lone
Ranger.
Which, by the way, what is...
Lone Ranger, because he broke away from the Texas Rangers.
So he was the Lone Ranger. Yeah, he was the Lone Ranger.
But that saying still doesn't make sense because that means you're not alone.
No, it didn't say he was the Lone Ranger. Let's just drop it. Edit this out. This is stupid. Stupid. Edit it out of the show. I don't want people to hear this crap. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You have a home, maybe you bought a subdivision house, and unless you told them, you know, I want windows that are going to last forever, they put builder-grade windows in, and they're not going to last forever. You're going to have to replace them. Then you have to decide, what do you want to pay? Because you can pay a lot for windows, and they're good windows. Those expensive windows, they're good. They're really good. But do you really need them? Do you need to pay that much money? Do you want those windows? Maybe not. How about $189? And that's a price point that through the years a couple of competitors have picked up and said, oh, we'll price ours at $189 too. It didn't work for them. Didn't work out well at all. Because those windows for $189 weren't Window World windows. And you pay the $189 and you'll get a window, but it's not going to have the good housekeeping seal of approval. It's not going to have a lifetime warranty. Window World does. Any size, white, vinyl, double-hung window, talk to them. You know when the time has come. You know when that hot air, you feel it coming in, not supposed to feel it coming in. Or cold in the winter, it's not supposed to be coming in around the windows. You find out more by calling them, 314-993-1800, or go to windowworldstlouis.com. Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpert and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi. That's the app. Put it in your phone. Go ahead and put it in today. And then when you need a taxi, boom, quick as the app can work, and they can work quickly, you got yourself a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Okay, before Bill gets going here, everyone's calling about the Lone Ranger.
All right.
Wait a minute, I can't say hello? You just interrupt me?
No, apparently not.
No.
Hang on. Sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
The Lone Ranger was with his other Texas Rangers, and they were ambushed. And he was the...
survivor.
He was the survivor, the lone survivor,
so
the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
He was the Lone Ranger.
So Tonto doesn't play...
But he's not alone.
Tonto, but no, it's not the Lone Ranger.
But he's not alone.
He's not alone.
Nobody ever said he was alone. He's the Lone...
alone. He's the last, the remaining, the sole single
ranger.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the lone ranger that survived the ambush.
Now, if he were the alone ranger, it wouldn't make sense because he's got Tonto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we straightened that out. Bill, how are you?
I don't want to be on this show anymore.
No, here's what you're supposed to say. You're ruining my report.
Mm-hmm. We'll edit all that out.
Yeah, we'll edit that out.
How is everybody today?
We're great. How are you?
Good, Bill.
We're good.
Jamie and Chris. I was actually going to say I'm excited that the Bloodline show is coming back on, I think, tomorrow. Isn't it? You know, that is on Netflix?
Yes, it is tomorrow.
The whole season tomorrow.
Bill,
yeah, that's right. They play the whole thing. I always forget they haven't been watched.
Bill, you've heard the expression. Somebody goes, oh, I haven't eaten all day. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You ever heard that?
No, sorry.
Thank you, Bill.
You kids, you young kids.
Wait, the whole season is going to be on tomorrow?
Well, Netflix. It's released
anything
tomorrow.
On Netflix, they release all at once.
Bloodline, not the Lone Ranger.
No, Bloodline. You can go tomorrow and watch the whole season of Bloodline on Netflix.
Wow.
That's how I do it. Binge watch. That's how I do it.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's a great show.
It is.
All right, moving right along here. Ohio Governor and former presidential candidate John Kasich, he dropped out of the race a few weeks ago.
What? No.
Got almost 10% of the vote in the Washington primary this week, which really is nothing. During the Florida primary, 30% of that vote went to Dwight Eisenhower.
Still like him.
So I read about I think it's a 70-year-old man who turned his collection of $500,000 pennies that he had found throughout the course of his life, turned into $5,000, put them in the bank the other day. Yeah, when asked what he would do with the money, Bernie Sanders said, help finance my campaign. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you bet.
All those pennies. And a new study finds that legalizing marijuana in Colorado has created more than 10,000 jobs in that state. And that's just for the folks selling lava lamps at Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, I love those lava lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love going to that Spencer's. So I don't think are they around anymore?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they are.
No, they are. Yeah, they're in the malls.
All right. And finally, this afternoon.
Didn't Spencer's also have kind of like the dirty section? Some
adult
still do. Stuff, do they?
They actually
sell
that's why
I went in there.
Adult toys now. And,
they do?
Yeah.
And, I've not been in a Spencer's in 10 years at least.
That's 15. Also where you can go and buy the left, right, center dice
game. Let's not
game.
Give them any more publicity. You'll have to bill them, not to pay us.
Yeah.
And you know another neat store used to be, my goodness, I just forgot the name of it. It was a neat store with everything from Kite Spicers. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Spicers, Five and Dime.
Yeah.
Neat store. I don't think they're around either. All right, here comes the big close. Go ahead, Bill.
All right. Well, a lot of folks are worried about the Olympics coming up in Brazil. With
not me.
Surrounding water, some of the venues, even political problems in the country. When I asked if they'd be ready for the Summer Olympics, authorities in Brazil said, wait, Summer Olympics?
Yeah, they're not ready. They didn't know. Apparently, they didn't get the memo.
Oh, so clever. This is a very awkward segment today. I was interrupted a
lot. Not for us.
You thought it was okay?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Okay.
I thought it was one of the best you've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, then keep it up. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by La Clean Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a good weekend. See ya.
You too. And now, the outdoor segment. That's right, a segment within a segment. Nobody else does this. It's like walking a high wire without a net. Time for the outdoor segment where we talk about being outdoors. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I was there last week, and I bought myself something I really don't need, another handgun.
No.
Yeah, it's like shoes for women. It is. Well, let's talk about the outdoors, shall we? Sun's out. And I'm sure there are scattered storms, but right here, right now, it's nice, so get outside. And that concludes the outdoor segment. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's informative.
It is informative because a lot of people might have been saying, I wonder if I should go outside. I wonder if it's raining. Now they know.
Yeah.
They know it's not. Brought to you by Pistols Plus. Let me just talk to you briefly about Pistols Plus. This is a terrific store. It's a fun store. Take your kids in there. There are stuffed animals everywhere. It's like a museum. And they're mounted in their natural habitat, you know, like a raccoon in a tree or something. And of course, that's not really why you go. It's just sort of a extra perk, a side benefit. They're there to sell you handguns and rifles and shotguns and accessories and clothing and some clothing and Yeti. Now, I may be the first guy that ever introduced you guys to the name Yeti. They make coolers. They make mugs. This company, I never heard of it until Pistols Plus. And they told me, they said, you know, we carry Yeti now. And I said, what the heck? What is that? I don't know what that is. It's the Rolls Royce of insulated products. Hard coolers, cooler bags, thermos. They're pricey, but they are unbelievable. I have a tumbler, Yeti tumbler.
Yeah, you brought that in, I think. I'll
put ice in it in the drink. What? It'll be there 3 days later.
What? I thought he brought it in. You brought the
I did one day.
Oh, I think, the tumbler.
Silver.
Yeah, because I've seen, I don't know. What, I think maybe it was you that told me about it first, but yeah, and then I went and looked on their website. They have coolers that go all the way up to like
$1,500.
Yeah,
$1,500. The big cooler is $1,500. Let me tell you something.
The problem is people get those just to take on a float trip. They're meant to be taken out into like the wilderness where you have to, you know, where will stay cold for 4 or 5 days.
Or on a trip on the road.
Not a trip, a float trip on the Hoosaw.
No, a road trip. Let me tell you, on the road, you're on the highway, take a Yeti cooler. You don't have to stop at a hotel and get ice for 2 days, 3 days. Go to YouTube and Google, on the YouTube bar, Yeti coolers, and watch the demonstrations where they set coolers out and different products. And then long before the ice is melted in the Yeti, the other stuff has been melted for a day or so. It's pretty impressive, and they have lots of Yeti products at Pistols Plus. Pistols Plus, maybe I ran into it. Lenny, I think was your name. Lenny, I met you last week in there. Big listener. It was nice meeting you. Maybe I'll meet somebody this weekend. In the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples, sort of, Caddy Corner. Please go in there. You'll love this place, and tell them your AM and the PM. Yesterday off the air, Dan and I, for whatever reason, and I brought it up, started talking about sherbet. It's not sherbert.
Yeah.
It's sherbet.
Yeah, for the longest time, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And we're talking about those cardboard things with a stick.
Oh, the tubes, yes.
And you push orange sherbet
through. Sure.
I always hated those.
Really?
Because it was only orange.
Oh, I loved orange sherbet.
Put some chocolate sherbet in there.
I don't think there. Well,
I thought chocolate sherbet.
Well, that's ice cream.
There's lime, which I hate. There's orange.
I think sherbet is all fruit flavors.
Yeah,
it could be. That could be.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. What the heck is it? Sherbet. But I don't like those cardboard things. And then the reason it came up was I asked Dan, I said, what's a blow pop? Because you remember, we got that story.
Oh, yeah.
And it said that Casey Anthony's attorney,
Jose Baez,
she paid him in sex, and he said, you owe me a couple of blanks, and Dan helped us figure that puzzle out. It said it's blow pops.
Yeah.
She owed him blow pops. So I said, I've never had a blow pop. What is it? And he said, it's like a sucker, hard candy with gum on the inside.
Well, you like Tootsie Roll Pops. It's the exact same thing.
Except
it's got
I don't want to get down to where there's bubble gum in the middle. I want the chocolate candy, the Tootsie Roll type candy.
I saw in the back, we have in our concession machine, in a snack machine, and I thought of you, they have just little candies, not the sucker form of Tootsie Roll Pops.
Right.
They're just like in a wrapper.
Oh, really?
Where it's just the...
Man, I want that.
And no stick. Yeah.
I love that. Because I end up pulling it off the stick, and you could pull your teeth out doing that. All right, now the state of the program address. It's like the president's state. The state of this program is good. It's very good, and I'm going to tell you why. In about 2010, 2011, we lost 65% of our advertisers. Across the board, TV, radio, newspaper, everybody took a massive hit because people got scared, pulled in their advertising, and we never got it back. Like lots of businesses, never recovered. For whatever reason, this last, last 3 months, is certainly the last week or two, advertisers now are starting to come back, and they're contacting me, and they're going, hey, we wasted money, we were talked into doing stuff, it didn't work. So I'm going to ask all of you, because I came so close a couple of times the last 3 years pulling the plug on this show because I just thought, holy cow, this is headed the wrong direction. Are we ever going to recover? And if we can keep these people on board and we keep these advertisers happy, and that's where you come in. If you have to use these people and these services or we're done. So I'm thrilled to death that MD Health and Wellness came on board this week, that Joe Calmer, the cremation man, and his family and his great business came on board. And next week, Gateway Lock and Security comes on board. A very impressive company. A small office, small company, but they do big things when it comes to security and surveillance cameras. They're not in the monitoring business. They're in the surveillance camera business, and what a great and interesting business it is. So thanks to them, and thanks to you folks. Let's make them welcome. Let's give them business, because that's how we stay here. Yard sale will be on Memorial Day weekend or not. Paul Warner will be in Saturday, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock for the yard sale. I saw a picture yesterday of Bill Cosby that I hadn't seen before, of him going to court a day or two ago. He's holding the arm of a guy being led just like he's blind.
I saw that. They said, I saw that on the news story, and when he was walking in, they said, Bill Cosby, who is almost legally blind.
No, I don't buy it.
I don't either.
No, I don't.
Because prior to the hammer coming down on him, he was still out touring and entertaining.
I know.
He can't walk in the courthouse without holding on to a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Bill, you can do better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. There is a, I'm all for freedom of speech and advertising, but I would agree with the people who are upset with this. In Michigan, outside Detroit, there's a strip club, and they know that it's graduation season. So the strip club, in an attempt to hire new women, has a sign that says, now hiring class of 2016. So they want the seniors, girls, to apply as strippers. Now, they have every right to do that.
Right.
Now hiring class of 2016. Can you be a stripper? When you graduate from high school, I think you probably need to be 18.
All you have to do is be 18, I think.
Yeah.
So they're not doing anything wrong.
No.
But there are people in the area that are upset.
Of course, everybody gets upset.
There's a resident who was interviewed and says, well, these girls are fresh out of high school. They shouldn't be taking their clothes off for money. Well, guess what? They're not doing it just because this guy's advertising. They'd do it anyway. If they're the type to do it, they're going to do it. But I don't think it's probably a really good idea. Now hiring class of 2016. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
Had a great lunch today with an old friend. His name is Sandy Unger. You've met Sandy. He's a drummer.
Yes.
He's a drummer. They have a Dixieland jazz band, the Gateway Jazz Band or whatever. And we had a great lunch. And Sandy, and I hope he doesn't mind if I say this, is either 87 or about to turn 87. And his mind is great. His memory is unbelievable. And we started talking about things we remembered, which reminds me of this joke. And I think it's been long enough. I hope I'll dedicate it to Sandy. And it's the story of a guy sitting around trying to figure out who's got the best memory. And one guy says, well, I'll tell you, I know that most people don't remember anything before about the age of 4 or 5, but I remember being 2 years old. And one of the other guys says, well, I don't know of anybody who remembers being 2. You sure? He said, oh, it's vivid. I can still see. I remember the 2 candles, my second birthday. I remember my aunt that I can't stand, who wears too much lipstick, kissing me twice because it was thinking I hated it. I remember being 2. Another guy in the group said, that's nothing. I remember being 1. Some of the other in the group said, come on. He said, no, I distinctly remember it was a Hostess cupcake with 1 candle in it. And a cake, another cake, it said, you're the cute little one. With a O-N, and then I remember it. I'm telling you, I remember being 1. Another guy says, that's nothing. I remember being born. Now, some of the people in the group say, oh, come on. He goes, no, I'm telling you, I do. When I came out, a lot of stainless steel, bright lights. I remember looking up, and I was squinting because I had gunk in my eyes. I remember that, like it was yesterday. And the noise hurt my ears because I'd been inside that muffled, womb. And, I'm telling you, I remember being born. So I guess I win this little contest. Another guy says, not so fast. I remember being a sperm. And everybody just stares at him. They go, that is ridiculous and impossible. He goes, no. No, I'm telling you right now, I remember going to the prom with my dad and going home with my mom.
Meet me.
Time to check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. They're working with an accident here on eastbound 44 just before Berry Road. And the last check, they had two left lanes blocked. It looks like maybe now it's just one left lane. Traffic is backed up to Lindbergh. Westbound drivers, you're already slow from Compton through Hampton, but then you're slow again, it looks like, from Elm down through Berry Road. Yeah, they've got two left lanes still blocked here on eastbound 44 at Berry Road. Westbound 364, that was heavy from Bennington Place through about the Maryland Heights Expressway before things start finally opening up. You were traveling southbound 270, stacking up now right at Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, that was heavy midway between McDonald and Lindbergh, and that went through New Florissant. You are still a little bit slow at 367. Southbound 55 still River de Pere through Revis Barracks, and it looks like westbound 70 drivers, you're heavy from 170 past the airport and then from 270 out through 5th Street. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hey, did you know that fatigue driving can impair the human brain as much as alcohol can? Nearly 168 million people said they've driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy. If you've experienced difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, or yawning, you need new Go Drive with Energy. With over 100,000 driver fatigue crashes per year, don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy triple action formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend, including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
Hey, Cardinal fans, the weekend of June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Cardinals take on the Giants. And it's the kickoff to summer weekend at Busch Stadium, presented by Ritz. Friday night, the replica 2006 World Series Championship Trophy giveaway. Saturday, the Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina Final Out Dual Bobblehead, presented by Central Bank of St. Louis. Sunday, the Adult Cardinals Pool Tote, courtesy of Apple Vacations. And it's a kids' beach towel giveaway. The weekend of June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hi fans, this is 2006 St. Louis Cardinals World Champion Air Miles. On Friday, June 3rd, the Cardinals face the Giants. That night, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home a replica of the 2006 World Series trophy. It's a celebration of our 2006 championship on Friday, June 3rd.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006!
sick.
I'm world champion Aaron Miles. Get your tickets at cardinals.com.
This message is for the business owners that make America great.
With $25,000 in capital, I put in an outdoor seating area that would pay for itself in a month.
If only I had $75,000, I'd buy the equipment I desperately need.
My business is on the verge of a breakthrough. If I had $250,000 today, it could really take off.
Is access to capital standing between you and your dreams? Even if you can get a loan, it can take months. If only there is a way for business owners to get the funding they need when they need it so they can seize opportunities to truly succeed. For over 14 years, BFS Capital has given businesses of all sizes the money they need, providing more than $1 billion in funding. BFS Capital is flexible and fast. Call now, get approved today, and you could have the funds you need in as little as 48 hours. 1-800-700-1320. 1-800-700-1320. That's 1-800-700-1320.
Business fundings only. Loans may be provided by third parties and subject to lender approval.
Hello, Jay Randolph. With a question, is your golf cart ready to roll? Golf season is here. Go to Ellis Battery. They carry that Crown Battery brand, the very best. They focus on quality and production. And there are 6 locations to serve you in Missouri. Check them out on the web at ellisbatteries.com. That's ellisbatteries.com for the very best way to get from here to there.
Start easy, be positive.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on Rio Grande Valley FC on Sunday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algaecide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock, chemical algaecides, and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698-3343. That's Clearpool USA.
Martin and Randy here, and we'll be live Wednesday, June 1st, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Flagpoles, right by the fountains of Marie de Villa Luxury Retirement Living.
Located at 13900 Clayton Road on 22 acres in beautiful town and country.
How about this lineup? Red Shanding still join us. Mike Shin and Al Roboski and Ted Ruse.
Come by and watch the show. There will be food and refreshments, and enjoy the friendly family atmosphere at Marie de Villa.
Wednesday, June 1st from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on KTRS.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Enjoy a taste of Greece this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria Babu. Join me for some delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlouisgreekfest.com for more information. Whoopa!
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Guest will enjoy hearing this email. Frank, just a note to say how much I like Scott Sherman.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. Oh, thank you so much. A listener. Lynn.
Dirty old town. Singing
Peckerman.
Lynn
Peckerman. I guess Peckerman. Yeah, Lynn Peckerman. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it. Time to go to the Coachella Valley. Yeah, I knew. I knew he wouldn't just let that go.
Oh, is he crying? Is that your...
That's his drunk cry. That's his I've had a lot of wine cry. Mike Evans standing by, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And my goodness, what a fantastic, both these places are terrific. Do yourself a favor next time you get a chance. Check them out. Gift cards, always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans. How are you doing today, Homer?
Well, I was doing good until I was publicly slammed.
Well, let me make it up to you by telling you I met with a new sponsor today, and they love you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. They like you.
Well.
I said, why? And then they told me. They like your segment, so there you go.
Yeah, but what about my favorite restaurant in all St. Louis?
They don't care for you. They sponsor the segment, but they don't really care for you.
Oh man!
No, they're big fans. The Anti-Guns people, they love your segment, or they wouldn't be sponsoring it. Enough about you. What do you have for us?
We did this earlier in the week. Thought we'd do it again. The deja vu all over again. I just made that up.
That's good.
Thank you. Name the name of the celebrity who does not own a television. Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Nicholson, Senator Bernie Sanders. LeBron James. Answer in just a minute. Not surprised that Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are getting a divorce. He wasn't faithful to her from the day they first got married 15 months ago.
What? Lasted that long?
15 months.
Whew.
There you go. Odds and Ends promoter called to ask if I wanted tickets to the August 2nd Staples concert of Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
I said, thanks, but I'd rather have root canal.
I got to say, don't give them to me.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
New book by John Finkel. No comment, no?
Who? John what?
John Finkel?
Finkel.
Why would we comment?
I don't know. Who has done extensive research to find what presidents were the best and the worst athletes. Book is called Jocks in Chief. See what he did there?
Yeah. Mm.
The five least athletic presidents were Calvin Coolidge, Martin Van Buren, James Polk, James Buchanan, and the least athletic president, Andrew Johnson.
I don't think most people even remember we had a President Polk.
Mm-mm.
You never hear him. He's never
James
mentioned.
James K. Polk?
He's never mentioned.
Oh, he says his initial makes him think he's made people try to think to make it smart. James A. Polk. No, James G. Polk.
It was James K. K. James K. Polk.
Well, James R. freaking Polk.
I don't want to be
another drink.
Ignorant here, but FDR is not on the list.
His least athletic. He had polio, for goodness
sake. Well, I'm just saying that would lead to being not athletic, right?
It disqualifies him. You can't call somebody not athletic.
Well, if you're making a list of presidents that are
that's
least
cruel.
You know, you're just peeing all over yourself.
You
might as well pull
yourself
out your unit and just pee in your face.
Oh, goodness.
Down, I don't know if they had wheelchair sports back then, like basketball.
Oh,
you
please.
Know.
You're ruining the broadcast.
You are. No, you are. You brought in an element we didn't need.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. Go
thank
ahead.
You.
Go
the
ahead.
Top five most athletic presidents. Most athletic, starting with number five, George Washington.
Wow.
Number four, Teddy Roosevelt. Hmm. Number three, George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, he was.
Number two, Dwight Eisenhower, who held the rushing record for West Point for Army and football for a while. Any guess who number one is?
Maybe John F. Kennedy.
No, I think Obama.
Obama.
I'm going to say Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm saying Obama.
You're both ignorant.
What?
Who is it? Not Jimmy Carter.
FDR.
See, that is wrong. That's wrong.
It's like somebody knocked on my door, opened the door, and they threw a frag bomb.
Mike, I am so sorry. FDR, most athletic. The man had polio, for goodness sake. I'm embarrassed.
I know, I am too.
And I'm going to ask
you. You know, this is not very nice for people that have
polio.
All
our polio listeners.
All our polio listeners are going to be pissed off.
No, they've turned us off now. They dumped us. They just dumped us.
Mm-hmm. Maybe have themselves taken out of the iron lung. They'll be so upset about it.
Oh. Who's the most athletic?
He played 4 years and was an All-American center at the University of Michigan and a zero handicapper at one point.
Gerald Ford, yes!
Really?
And the last football game that he played at Michigan, the game was on radio, and was the sports announcer was Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Go back to being.
He's got
years ago, I ran into a guy who had an entourage around him, and I said, "Well, you look familiar. You look athletic. Who are you?" He said, "I'm Gerald Ford." That was his actual voice.
Gerald.
Now we're out of time. We're out of time because Peon ruined the report. And finally, I'm sorry.
I got a lot more stuff.
No, I'm sorry. It's Peon. It's all on Peon.
I'm Kermit the
making
Gerald
fun
Ford.
Of polio. And time. I'm sorry.
What about people that have iron lungs?
Finally.
What about those people?
And
you want to make fun of them too?
And finally,
maybe you could spray something on their beer so they can't see you.
And finally, finally, please.
And finally,
thank you.
We did this earlier in the week, thought we'd do it again. Needed a celebrity who does not have a television. Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Nicholson, Senator Bernie Sanders, LeBron James.
I'm going to go Zuckerberg.
I'll say Nicholson.
Zuckerberg, I'll say.
Answer is Mark Zuckerberg. Yes! Thanks for ruining the report, you bastard.
You'll have another shot later on. Thank you. There he goes. Mike Evans.
I wasn't trying to be cruel. I was just saying, if you have a list.
You don't include it. He's excluded.
He's
from,
a president, though. If you're making a list making of the five least athletic
people, you don't even include. He's eliminated. He's not in the list. He can't be athletic. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go on Carney's show.
Yeah, I'll blame you. I'm not quite upset enough to do that to myself. There's a huge Memorial Day sale going on at Amini's, and they're open Memorial Day. And I can't begin to even start telling you what all there is on sale and the amounts off and up to 50% and the rug discounts. And what I want you to do is go to their website, A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com. Go there and take a look. Folks, this is the weekend. You may be able to get some things for your house you never thought you'd be able to have in your house, whether it's in the basement, like some game, an arcade game or pinball machine, or a rug, a beautiful area rug you never thought you'd be able to afford, or patio furniture. Just a lot of stuff on sale starting today. The Memorial Sale starts today, goes through Monday. At Amini's, it's got a copper dome on it. You can't miss it. In Chesterfield Valley. In the heart of you, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you so much. Please go in. Tell them your AM and the PM. It means a lot to us, and even if you just look around, that's okay. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
And it's time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, they just within the last 1 minute cleared the accident on eastbound 44 at Berry Road, so all lanes are open. Still look for a slowdown between Lindbergh and Big Bend for a few more minutes as it starts thinning out. But if you're coming in on westbound 44, drivers are slowing. It was near Murdoch all the way up through where this accident was. That should be breaking loose also. Southbound 55 looks a lot better. You're slowing now from about Bayless through Rivas Barracks. You had a right lane down due to a stall or an accident on southbound Lindbergh at Ladue that was causing a backup to Olive. Eastbound 270, heavy Lindbergh through 170. You're a little heavy at New Florissant. Also on southbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic left over from Olive, south of Olive, down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. With summer vacation approaching, is your accounting team short-staffed? Account Temps offers professional temporary accounting and finance support when you need it. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The
Civil War,
750,000 dead.
World War I,
over 116,000 dead.
World War II,
over 405,000 dead.
Korea,
over 33,000 dead.
Vietnam,
over 58,000 dead.
Afghanistan and Iraq,
over 6,000 dead.
Freedom isn't free.
Isn't free.
Throughout our history, it has been defended, with thousands of Americans giving the ultimate sacrifice.
Isn't free.
To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service, and we say thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hey, all the way!
Hey, all the way!
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
The Taliban are watching us and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Are we going?
Too many never made it home. While you're out and about this weekend, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, St. Louis children locked out of their own park. Why? And what's it going to take for them to have a place to play this summer?
Breaking news tonight. A Washington Park police officer involved in a shooting. What we're learning about the case this hour. A tuberculosis case in a Jefferson County school. What's being done to keep the disease from spreading?
St. Louis City Police are focusing on crime in the downtown area after a recent robbery and murder in a popular area left people living nearby and visitors very worried.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
Our breaking news tonight, one person is dead in an officer-involved shooting in Washington Park.
And Fox 2's Alex Fees is live in Washington Park right now with the details that he has learned so far. Alex.
Nick and Sandy, good evening. Illinois State Police say a man had wanted for questioning by police.